This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the last 24 and a half minutes of Learning University here on American Family Radio, where we're providing an education free of charge to all our students across the country. Tim, Tony, and JJ are here. We're here. We three are here today, and we're taking your phone calls. First-time callers only. We got a bank full of calls. I don't think anybody else will be able to get on, quite honestly, today, so I'm not going to give the phone number out again. If you want to send us an email, comments@afr.net. Again, you are listening to American Family Radio. And let's repeat our questions, fellas, and then back to the phones we shall go.
All right. So my first question is, which U.S. state was the first to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday? In medieval times, what common spice was so valuable it was sometimes used as currency, and it is not cinnamon? And then my last question, what animal can hold its breath longer than a dolphin? Up to 40 minutes.
Here's what I've got. It's multiple choice. Yeah. If you have doraphobia, what do you fear? Is it A, young Hispanic explorers, B, doors, or C, fur? Do you fear Dora the Explorer, doors, or fur if you have doraphobia? Second question, I'm looking for what NFL quarterback holds the record for throwing the most interceptions? This is multiple choice as well.
He's not proud of it.
No. It's not something. It's not
like
the trophy.
It being brought up.
Not the trophy you want on your mantle. And this, all the data I have is up through 2018. Is it Terry Bradshaw, Dan Marino, or Brett Favre?
All right. My two questions are as follows. What word refers to a large, elegant mansion built in the American South from the years 1830 to 1860?
I'm surprised somebody didn't get that in 5 minutes.
Me too. Number two, which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally? Which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally? All right, back to the phones, JJ.
Here's what we've got. We're going to West Virginia. Jason is on the line. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Great. Happy Friday. What part of West Virginia?
I live in Slainsville,
which is
between Winchester, Virginia, and Cumberland, Maryland.
Okay. I bet that's beautiful.
How far are you from Wheeling?
Oh, that's a good 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
That's beautiful there.
Or the other panhandle.
The Blue Ridge Parkway, beautiful through there.
You're listening to our radio station there in West Maryland and Winchester?
Yeah, it's 91.1. I think it's coming from close to Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Hey, Jason, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
Can I answer the interceptions question?
Yes, sir. Here it is. I just gave it. Through the year 2018, what NFL quarterback holds the record for throwing the most interceptions in their career? Terry Bradshaw, Dan Marino, or Brett Favre?
I am fairly certain that is Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
All right.
We're not clapping for all those pick sixes and all those interceptions that he threw. But, yeah, you knew that.
He got paid handsomely while he was throwing those interceptions. So.
He was kind of like Babe Ruth. He threw a lot of TDs.
Yeah, feast or famine.
But then he swung for the fences, so to speak.
He could thread the needle, and you go, how could you throw with all that traffic? But then I didn't realize until I got this question that he threw the most interceptions.
He played a lot. Babe Ruth hit a lot of home runs, like number one king of home runs forever. But then he also hit like king of strikeouts.
Right.
But Brett Favre, I think he would have played longer than those other two fellows. And also, he was known as the gunslinger. So sometimes he would throw it in the traffic. Go ahead, Jason. You wanted to say.
Well, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, so we cherished every single one of those interceptions.
Oh, you sure did. Yes, yeah, you did.
A lot of good games between Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers and Dallas Cowboys. Yep. But anyway, Jason, what's your question for us?
Okay. This is a Bible trivia question. So there, after the book of Numbers, there are two people in the Bible that were stated to live more than 120 years. One of them is Job, and can you name the other one?
And this is after Numbers. So you're talking about after Methuselah, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after Methuselah and after, you know, Moses and Aaron, right. But I think Aaron lived 123.
So there are only two that lived 120 years.
That's interesting. Specifically stated how long they, their age when they died.
Right.
And one of them was?
One of them was Job.
One was Job.
One of them was Job.
Interestingly enough, in the chronological Bible, you have like Genesis, Job, a couple of the Psalms, and that makes a lot of sense when you think about
the
storyline.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. Yeah, I'm stumped on that.
I'm going to have to pass on this one. Mm. Mr. Tim?
Well, Nehemiah?
Hello? No, that's a good guess.
All right, what's the answer?
I did it.
What's the answer, Jason?
The answer is Jehoiada, the priest from 2 Chronicles chapter 24.
Of course.
It's 24:15. But he's not very well known, but he was the man. Like, he kept Israel on track when other people were not. Yeah. And so I think maybe that's why it says he lived, kind of a symbolic thing. He lived more than 120 years like they were supposed to or something.
Yeah, you see different people in the word like that, like the one that hid Josiah, I think it was, the 8-year-old, and it says the priest said, do this, do that, got the captain of the guard, here's what we're going to do to overthrow the Hillary Clinton of their day. Oh, wait, sorry.
That was him, and that was King Joash was the little king, the little boy that he
king
helped
Joash. Overthrew. Okay. Yeah. And I think you remember King Joash and all these others. It's like, wait, there was a godly priest that was the orchestrator of all that. He put his life on the line saying, come out here with your spears. We're going to change the guard. You get on this side of the building. You get on this side. We'll blow the trumpet, And I thought, and then he is the one that an 8-year-old boy is not going to be making a lot of wise decisions. And so he was the mentor and doing the coaching.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of people behind the scenes that aren't marquee names in the Bible that God used mightily.
God used still. Yeah.
Way to go, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks for listening there in the, Mountaineer State? What's the?
Mountain State.
Mountain State. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Jason.
I think they are the West Virginia Mountaineers.
That's what I guess I was thinking, the team. But, yeah, beautiful part of the country.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. Actually, Trivia Friday. Today's Issues, Monday through Thursday. Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
All right, Tony, let's do that again.
Well, he actually did it like his dad does a whole lot. So, like father, like son.
How does he do it?
He's about half a second behind.
And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
He'll also pull out the Pinocchio version of it every once in a while, where his voice is really high pitched.
I'm a real boy,
like that.
That's right.
Happens to me also.
All right, today is Trivia Friday, also known as Learning
University.
There you go.
Even with the heads
like
up,
probably like son. Yep, right on the money.
This'll be the last time I'll be on Trivia Friday.
Money.
Hey, we got Cindy from Arkansas. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning.
What part of Arkansas?
Hartford, Arkansas, just south of Fort Smith.
Okay, you're almost in Oklahoma.
Almost into about 6-7 miles.
Yeah, you missed a good chance to be in Okie.
Hey, I mentioned that.
No, that's rivalry.
Yeah,
rivalry.
Yeah, so I'm. She missed a.
Well, we did move here from Oklahoma. So.
Okay.
That's a. By the way, I mentioned this before, but there's a beautiful drive there from. Is it I-20 that runs I-40? I-40. I-30 that runs from Little Rock to Dallas, right? Is that I-40 or I-30?
30 is the right. No, 40. Well, I don't know.
Anyway, you turn off. You go about an hour past a rock wall, and then you turn north to go to Fort Smith, and you drive through those mountains. And it's east Oklahoma and west Arkansas.
But beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay. Part of the country, if you ever get a chance to drive through there. Yeah.
And Cindy said she lives in Arkansas, but she moved from Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklahoma, so sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
That would be
He can do that. Just hey. Not even give you a warning right there.
Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which one you feel confident about? Arkansas's listening.
Which one do we
No pressure.
Actually, we knew that. I kind of know the answer to quite a few of them. I was trying to pick, was like, I need to make sure I know the answer to several in case they already answer it by the time they get to
Good
me.
Plan. That's right.
So I'm going to go with the Southern Mansions are called.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go, Cindy. You can answer it. I'll ask it, and you can answer it. What word refers to a large, elegant mansion built in the American South from 1830 to 1860? And the answer is?
Antebellum.
Nice. Nicely done.
Okay, now.
I didn't even have to look that up. I knew that.
You knew
good.
That.
Good. I'm surprised you didn't get answered quickly.
Here we go, Cindy. Cindy Lou. No, it's all just right. Cindy, right?
It's just Cindy, but everybody calls. I'd be surprised how many Cindy Lous I get.
Around Christmas time, you know.
That's right.
Cindy, if you can... And you can use a lifeline here, but you can't look it up in the dictionary or in a magazine or on the internet. If you can outright spell antebellum without looking it up, it correct, I'm sending you a ball cap, AFR ball cap. Okay. I'll give you ten. I'll give you 5 seconds to think about it.
If you got it written down, you better watch.
Four. I got it written down. Okay. 5-4. Why? You think she'll just lie to us?
No. I'm thinking I don't know how to spell it. if none of us know how,
she's giving her more time.
I was actually good at this.
All right.
1-0. Okay, spell it for me, Cindy.
Antebellum.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this.
Antebellum.
Now, what word does the three letters in the middle spell backwards and forwards?
That's it. Girl, you just won yourself, Cindy Lou Who, you just won yourself a nice AFR ball cap.
Okay, I'll tell you the other part of this is the word antebellum itself means before the war.
Okay. I wondered about that.
And
little backstory.
I looked up, of course, if you travel the South, you're going to see places that advertise tours of and so forth.
Yes.
But I looked it up, and the two towns most well known, I guess, for the antebellum.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Aberdeen, Mississippi, Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Well, I guess this is up to Natchez, Mississippi.
Natchez.
And Savannah, Georgia.
Oh,
And of course, New Orleans area has a lot of them, too. So.
Right.
Anyway.
Beautiful. Well, hey, way to go, Cindy.
Yeah,
before you
job.
Get off the phone, please. Stick around so they can get your address to send you these caps. You earned that. What's your question? What's your question for us?
What caused the Maccabee conflict? Sorry.
What caused the Maccabee conflict?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
167-ish BC.
Yeah, well,
now is that where I'm gonna go all way out on a limb. That's not where that horrible monster was like putting pig blood on the altar.
Awful. Yes.
Is that the war and the that madman?
It was
they're fighting over
one of the rulers, I think for the Ptolemaic Empire.
They were desecrating
the altar with pig's blood of all things,
and the Jewish
people.
The Jews revolted.
Yeah.
I think they were fighting over it.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Very good.
I think Tim was going to add a little postscript.
There was also a major battle there over Nut Grove.
Right.
And it was part of
the name of the nut?
It was a part of that bigger war. Back in that era.
Yeah. The macadamia. Okay. No.
Yeah, well, you read about it. Look
that's
it up.
It. Well, you even have it on the menu sometimes.
It was
oh, nuts.
It was awful.
Leader showed up and up with a monocle and a top hat and a cane, you know, just leading.
I'm like, leading the men. Hey, way to go, Cindy. Stay on the line. Happy Thanksgiving. And you're going to have a nice AFR cap to wear.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Tony, and JJ, and we, again, as always, we appreciate you listening. Hey, we have a whole bunch of these shows archived, these Trivia Friday shows, if you're traveling and just want to have a good time and learn some things. If you go to our AFR.net website and click on the podcast, then the Trivia Friday banner is there, and we got shows like from a couple, 2 years or so. So we have a bunch of
Keep them for a while.
Yeah, our Trivia Friday shows there. All right, guys, let's repeat our questions for the last time, and then we'll wrap this show up. We got 10 minutes left here.
Yeah, so which U.S. state was the first to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday? And I'll just do the second one. In medieval times, what common spice was so valuable it was sometimes used as currency?
I'm down to one question. If you have Dora phobia, spelled like it's spelled different from antebellum, it's a D-O-R-A-P-H-O-B-I-A. If you have Dora phobia, what do you fear? A, young Hispanic explorers, B, doors, or C, fur? Are you afraid of Dora the Explorer, doors, or fur if you have Dora phobia?
Yeah. I got one question left. Which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally? Which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally?
You got somebody playing a 12-string guitar, not six, but 12-string. You're on your way to a nice little soothing melody right there. Say that again. Imagine that with a music bed under it.
Which tree has beautiful white bark?
That what does
that
what?
That peels naturally.
That's what I'm crooning. That's what crazy I'm crooning
about right
over there.
I'm talking about.
Oh, blue eyes. He'd be proud of this moment.
All right. So back to the phones. We got 8 minutes here. Who's up next, JJ?
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Ashton, who's also in Arkansas. Man, we've had some. A lot of Arkansas listeners weigh in. Mm-hmm. Ashton, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're blessed. Good.
How do you spell your name? A-S-H-T-O-N? Ashton?
Sir.
Okay, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah, you want to ask, answer, or do both? Oh, wait, what part of Arkansas?
I live around an hour northwest of Memphis, Tennessee, and around 15 minutes from Jonesboro.
Oh, yeah.
Like Mark Tree? Or
right there where that
Pocahontas
fault is.
Do what now?
Yeah, I live between Mark Tree and Jonesboro.
Okay. Yeah. I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, I drive through there a couple of times a year. Beautiful area. Ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which one do you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. I want to answer Tony's question about Christmas.
Go for it. Yeah, it's which U.S. state was the first to officially recognize Christmas as a holiday?
Alabama in 1836.
That's correct.
Wow, Alabama.
Yep.
Yes.
Followed by their second officially recognized holiday, Nick Saban Day.
That's right.
Actually, that was followed up.
That's right.
According to Auburn fans, Nick Satan.
Very good.
Yeah, way to go.
What's your question for us, Ashton?
What is the highest point in the state of Arkansas?
The highest point in the state of Arkansas, I'm going to say, now you get those mountains in the western part of the state, but those arcs and some other another mountain range, Wichita, I think. But I'm going to say it's over around Hot Springs up in that area. But
you may be right. I'm not going to answer the question. I'm a pilot. I took off once from Tupelo, Mississippi, and I was going to Kansas, and I flew the backbone of the Ozark Mountains, and I mean the whole thing. Then it started to flatten out. Then I saw oil wells. I saw a cattle drive in Oklahoma underway, and I thought, man, isn't this something? You can be in an airplane and see such beautiful God's creation. But the Ozark Mountains, just getting to see all these mountain lakes and all these towns and everything, and that was a beautiful experience. But I don't know what the highest point. They do have some
I don't know. What is it,
Ashton? High peaks there.
What's the answer?
It's Mount Magazine, and it reaches 2,753 feet when you get to the top. And if once you get up there, it's the state of Arkansas, and they have it marked from where they surveyed it.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But what part, okay. What town is it near? Do you know? Is it up near
Mount Magazine?
Like Harrison, it's Fort Smith? Go ahead.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I know the sponsor was Reader's Digest, so that was important. Mount Magazine. Magazine. If you got a sponsorship, it's easier for everybody
Mount
to hike
Magazine.
Up there.
Mount Magazine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's in the Washita Mountains.
Washita, okay.
I can't find the exact town.
All right, it's probably south of Fort Smith.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, thank you so much, and thank you for listening, and thank you for getting on, first-time caller, and we hope you have a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you for being you, Ashton.
That's right.
Just, all right, never forget that. All right, Trivia Friday. I don't know why I said that.
You're practicing for your graduation speech next spring.
It's an encouragement. Yeah.
Huh? Be yourself?
Yes. Yourself. And when your back's against the wall, especially. Yeah. And you're reaching for the stars.
You
got to
give 110%.
When your back's against the wall and you're reaching for the stars, that takes some dexterity.
Yeah. Hey, when every day is a Friday.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
You got to.
I like your spirit, Tony.
Yes. You know? Hey, let's go to one last caller. Let's go to, I think this is. Jana in Texas. Jana, did I say it right?
Jana, that's it.
Jana, hey, we're a little close on time, Jana. What part of Texas?
Yeah.
Central Texas.
Yeah, which means what?
Waco.
Where?
Temple.
Oh, yeah.
Waco Temple area.
Yeah. Ask, answer, or do both, Jana?
I'd like to do both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
Let's try the medieval spice.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's in medieval times. What common spice was so valuable it was sometimes used as currency?
Pepper.
That's right.
Nicely
very
done.
Good.
Right
very
under the
good.
Wire.
Just black pepper?
Just black pepper.
See, I thought it was salt because they did that
you would
with
think
salt.
That.
And they did that so much so that people would say, you're not worth your salt. That's where that expression comes from because they were paying them.
How did you
in
know
salt.
That, Jana?
Well, my first inclination was salt as well, because I heard that they paid Roman soldiers sometimes with salt. Mm-hmm. But I actually thought, well, medieval times may have had a different popular spice, so I looked it up.
That's good.
Yeah,
we welcome research.
Yeah, so what happened back was the Fed just started making so much salt back then that it just became worthless. So
like
they had to move to pepper.
I was
going to
say saffron.
Yeah.
Inflation.
Inflation.
Saffron. The only people that started sneezing at payday whenever they settle up with them.
Which is a great candy bar, by the way.
Sneezing. Yes.
Payday.
Hey, what's your question for us, Jana?
Okay. There was a famous male TV actor who was one of only 13 athletes in history of the American professional sports to have played in both the NBA and Major League Baseball. Who is it?
That is Chuck Connors. I'm answering for the team.
Way to go, JJ.
Okay, wow. That
you the man.
Great job.
You the man. I don't care what they say about you. I really don't.
You don't care what my family
says. I defend you all the time,
family Hey, you got any questions? Oh, Dora phobia, you're afraid of fur.
You're afraid of fur. Okay.
You're afraid of fur.
Were all yours been answered?
Yeah, y'all might have been answered.
Which tree has beautiful white bark that peels naturally?
Birch.
Birch.
Birch tree.
Birch tree. Okay.
Yeah, the birch tree. That's it, right?
I think that's it. I think all this. We're down to the cranberries and turkey and dressing.
That's right.
A whole lot of football.
All right. Yes.
Traveling.
So anyway, all right. My thanks to JJ and Tony. And
hey,
also,
great job on your Trivia Friday debut.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here next time.